All right, June 8th, 2021, 7 p.m., Wampa Town Advisory Board. Guess we'll call this meeting to order. Would just anyone like to offer invocation?
I guess I'll have a thing to see if we can be here as town advisory board and as community members. We're thankful for the opportunity to have to live here and serve this community. Yes, God bless us, nice spirit, do you have guided directed by me? Understand the needs and wants of this community to be able to represent our people well. We say this in the name of some Jesus Christ.
Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Whoops. Got a little ahead of myself.
And roll call, I'm Jamie Shakespeare.
Lola Egan.
Hallie Wade.
Bob Lyman.
Wayne Stratt.
And Amelia Smith with Commissioner's Office.
No one's here. Okay, public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda only.
Which I don't think is going to apply for tonight, so we can just
move on. For the number three, approval of minutes for April 27th of 2021.
I move that we approve the minutes for April 27th of 2021.
Second. And Madam Chair, I just wanted to point out for our zoning item, I tacked on at the end of the agenda an updated backup because the first one, I'm not sure, they accidentally sent me the wrong copy. It didn't include parcels ending in 007, it just had 004. So it's just an updated backup.
That's the one you emailed?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess, would you approve the agenda with that addition?
I move that we approve the agenda for tonight's meeting with the change to the backup for the item on the zoning.
Second.
All right. Informational items, none. Planning and zoning. UC-21-0238. Wampa Town Center LLC for a use permit to allow temporary outdoor commercial events on a property without a licensed business. The design review for accessory structures in conjunction with the proposed temporary outdoor commercial event, rodeos on 41 acres in an RA zone, generally located on the northwest side of Glendale Boulevard, 3,000 feet northeast of the intersection of Highway State 168 and I-15 within Wampa.
I think that where you're waiting on your son, do you have I can speak on this just a little bit. So every year they do multiple rodeo functions in the valley. They were doing it event by event with temporary permits, and now they're just coming in trying to requesting that it be just a use that they can do throughout the year rather than paying for each individual temporary permit.
Like a lump sum?
A use permit rather than being a temporary.
They say that the box says waiver of development standards. What development standards are they wanting us to waive? On the application type.
So I think it's just aside, it's because it's an accessory use. It's not like they're coming in and putting in a permanent
arena and lights and stadium and everything is temporarily.
Yeah,
but what are the standards that would be waived?
Do you have
They're talking about your design review.
Are you able to speak on? Yeah, we understand. Well, we understand. You want to keep it like that way, not like a big arena or building or something. It's like every time we have a rolling, we rent lights and sometimes bleacher, but it's more for the people that come in and practice the Mexican folkloric things. I don't know how to play, like cultural. That's all. It's not like, but we want to make everything legal because we don't want to have an event and then somebody came and canceled or things. And we charge because all people, they have to come and they must hear music and we have to play and provide time stamps. yeah, but the plan is not to build anything like.
So the normal would be to like have the set structure there at all times, like.
And we're not using the 40 acres either.
No, it's just that area.
Yeah, it's one part, and then the back is a. Yeah, you can have alfalfa or grass, cedar grass.
And then it's connected. It's a property owned by
right,
the AMPM. But the AMPM, the license portion, is on a separate parcel. Yeah, so.
If you're going to get 1,000 people at a time, that's what you're projecting in the future. That's what the application says. What about dust?
No, every time when we have an event, we have like 200. It's like friends and families and competition. But that's the deal. We never know how many people they come into they will come to the event. That's the thing. We don't want to say 100 and then show up like 200 or 300. You know what I mean?
What a question is how are you going to control the dust? Are you going to put down gravel access road or have water trucks available?
You guys have a water truck. You need to have a water truck, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And we're planning to put a little bit of tie to just to keep the keeping the dust down.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, if you do it and it happens to rain, it turns to mud, then.
Yeah, we got a well, we got a water truck.
Just one water truck?
Yes.
Now you're just doing, food, no alcohol? Is that correct?
No alcohol.
Okay. People like to bring beer.
But you're not selling them?
No, I'm not selling.
Okay.
Are you selling anything? Are you having like food trucks or things like that?
Food truck, yes, for the food. Yeah.
And do you provide the security or anything? Or
yes.
Have Metro there? Or?
Well, we got the security like 10 or 8, all depend. But we planning to get the police just keep them
eyes.
We provide insurance. If people don't come fast out to the.
Do you charge admittance to it, or just whoever wants to come can come? Do you charge money to go to
it? Yeah, we charge. Like $10. It depends on what kind of music they like. Yeah, some group, it's not all the same people. Sometimes a different group, because there are too many to come at one time. And it's depends on how.
Like a band, it costs more money than the mariachi. So we have to charge.
Or DJ.
Or the DJ. All depends on people want.
We've been doing like for every event, but they recommend to us. I said, why you don't apply for a permanent? It's a pain. But yeah, like 2 years ago, we started planning this and still working at it.
To my knowledge, this is something that's already been taking place for years, just permit by permit, temporary permit by permit, rather than something that's.
Okay. Those are my questions.
No more?
What is it they're asking for? Just approval on the.
They're asking for approval for their use permit.
Okay.
So then this will come back again in next first of next year, about this time next year? How long will the permit run?
Or it'll be permanent?
Current.
I think it had a 3-year on
current
that.
Current planning suggested 3-year review.
3-year review.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys can go with what they're saying and ask them to come back in 2 years, and that way you can revisit if they've been a good neighbor at that time. Is it something that you want to move forward with? And
is there anything in the future Title 30 that you're aware of that would affect us?
License for admission fee.
I was going to listen to that.
License to Title
30.
Oh, the business license.
I can send a copy to
the public. I'm not sure that they would need to see the business license.
Oh, we need to see the business
license. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, they can look that up on the yeah. I'm sorry, Lola, what was your question?
Are you aware of anything in the future Title 30 that would preclude this on that land designation?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I don't think that any of that is changing. It's items could change based upon input that they're receiving. I don't anticipate anything
but
like that.
Nothing major that you're aware of that's coming down. Okay.
Anything else? Good.
Nope. Nope. I'm good.
Well, I think they've been. Anytime I drive by and I see them having their little rodeos, it says, oh, you guys don't advertise them in town? Because I never know when they're happening. Just, you know, I see them and we're going somewhere and I say, oh, there's a rodeo going on. I wish I would have known.
Well, we went to visit license, the county, and they told, oh, you don't need visit license because it's a part of the band.
Oh.
And by you start making advertising, then you need to apply for business license. But mm-hmm. we don't want to do that. We want to have a paper in the hand. You know, like, mm-hmm. I can't do this this event.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense, yes.
Mm-hmm. I think what you're saying is what you're doing now gives you the ability now to be able to advertise, whereas before your hands were more tired.
Yeah, so now mm-hmm. you have the business license to advertise here in the Valley
yeah.
and whatnot. Yeah, I mean, the staff recommendation is to approve for the 3-year review, and there's never really been any issues to say. I mean, I don't have a problem with the 3-year review unless you guys okay. want something more. So I'll make a motion to approve the permit, the use permit with the recommendations from the county.
Could you just do me the favor and read the permit number and then include the use permit and design review?
Read it again?
Just include that in your motion.
I'll make a motion to approve UC210238 Mwapa Town Center LLC use permit to allow temporary outdoor commercial events on a property without a licensed business. With the design review for accessory structure in conjunction with proposed temporary outdoor commercial event rodeo on 41 acres in an RA zone, generally located on the northwest side of Glendale Boulevard, 3,000 feet northeast of the intersection of State Highway 168 and I-15 within Mwapa.
With the 3-year review.
With the 3-year review.
A second.
Thank you both. One last spot again. All right, general.
Thank you for coming.
Oh.
Thank you.
General business, none. Comments from the general public for any item, anything, any comments?
Did we learn anything about the playground here?
Well, unfortunately, the gentleman who used to be over the project passed away last year. Mm. They were trying to find minutes from that particular meeting. I know that, well, actually two people that were on that project passed away last year. I just know from attending the meetings, and Lee, you and John Ray were on the meetings as well. I just don't remember it coming up when we questioned that one. I remember questioning this one.
We never talked about that one. That was
it
never
was
brought
just
up.
For the shade, and the, and I mentioned that to him. I asked them to do some research and try to pull that information up, and I just don't think they were able to come across anything.
Yeah, the family that donated
it should have come before the town board as well, to be quite honest. Yeah.
It's a family that don't want to upset this family.
Unfortunately, it's after the fact.
Yeah. I think that some sort of apology or, you know, at least an acknowledgement would be appropriate to them.
What happened? They pulled a rock or?
They pulled, that was an Eagle project from, was it Alma?
Yeah, I think so. Pat Lewis paid for everything.
Pat Lewis paid for the whole thing, and it was donated, and it was done as an Eagle project. Now it's gone.
Is the rock still there?
No, yeah, the playground right here.
They're just talking about the playground.
The playground equipment.
The equipment.
But one thing I did want to mention, the signs that are talking about that project, they put Ron Lewis in parentheses, and you may want to not have parentheses because it is the Ron Lewis part. And punctuation is important to have.
On that street light I told you about a couple months ago, mm-hmm. It's still out.
I know that sometimes they wait for a few before they'll come out, but I am working on the signs where instead of the red paint, they'll bring in some fire lane signs. From my understanding is the sun beats up on that red paint. It fades too fast. The county just, wherever in the county, we don't go around painting them anymore, but they will put in some fire lane signs, which I would imagine would be more permanent anyway. Would last longer?
Yeah.
Anything would be helpful.
Amelia, what do you know about the police state surveillance cameras on every intersection, every entrance to the freeway, every...
Those came before each town board. Well, did it come before you guys?
No.
It came before, I know it was in Bunkerville.
How do we get rid of them?
I don't know that you can, and I'll have to look it up because I think it came before the town board. I know it came before Bunkerville for sure.
All that they are is they monitor traffic flow. They mm-hmm. don't do anything other than mm-hmm. they don't have the they don't have the.
I don't need a sign to tell me, hey, you should have water and be careful, mask up. I don't need that
right.
either.
So, I'm just telling you the
so
theory.
You're right.
Of
yeah, yeah, I know.
The
theory
way that
of it is,
described
if there's an yeah. accident, they can see that there's an accident. They know where it is.
Well, it'd be faster if somebody had a cell phone. They could just report it. Not if you're driving, but when you stop, because you're like, oh, there's an accident. The camera's not going to be able to see between here and wherever.
Actually, they can.
Yeah, oh, that's better.
Oh, that's
they,
great.
All they can see is that traffic
they
stops
so
it's just about
for,
mile marker.
So it's just for safety.
They're not allowed to record. And actually, you could go on to the website. I can send you the presentation that I know for a fact went before Bunkerville. I can send you that exact presentation so you can at least see it. I know they're not allowed to record, but I can send you
what
that.
If there's a crime or a suspected crime? Then can we record?
The resolution.
What if it's an emergency? Then can we record?
The resolution of it, you can barely tell what kind of vehicle it is, and you can't get the license plate.
Yeah, yeah.
You can
that's
go online, though, and you can see exactly what the cameras can see. It's accessible.
I think that's NevadaRoads.gov or some cool thing like that.
But we're just talking about on I-15, right?
Yeah, just those ones that, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I think it's Nevada MV Roads, I think it's the website.
It's NDOT.
I think
it's NDOT. Yeah.
It's NDOT that has them.
I can send you the presentation, though, and the link online where I've never visited it. But I know you can go online, press on the link, and see live feed. That's really all you can do.
If you have a neighbor that doesn't drive as fast as you want them to drive on the road, could you see them in the camera?
If they're on I-15, I would suppose so.
I'm teasing.
NDOT doesn't come to our town board meetings. They don't like us. We don't like them.
They don't like our questions.
Well, they went to Bonkerville's, and I would imagine their questions are as probably similar to yours.
Are we ever going to get a...
I can send you the minutes from that one as well, if it makes it helpful.
If you just have a link, I wouldn't mind just seeing, you know, yeah. What I mean.
Yeah, if you could send that out. I'd like to see the presentation just
okay.
For fun.
Yeah, me too.
Seen the links
for
before.
Fun. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're excited for a while
I've actually seen the cameras because I've gone on it for fun.
You have seen them.
Yeah, I've been on. They're not very good. Half the time they don't work. But hey,
that's perfect.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So
I only wish I was going to work one day and somebody on that frontage road, I just barely got on the frontage road coming from AM, PM, going like a bat out of hell, literally. Blew through that stop sign. They didn't even slow down for it. I'm just glad I was a little faster and I was through it before they got, because they would never stop.
Yeah.
It's like, there's never a cop around when you want one. It's like,
yeah.
They're only there when you don't want them.
Oh, and the one meeting I was supposed to go to this week, it's next Monday.
Oh, yes, the one.
And you can't do it in person, it has to be on.
For what? Sorry, Bob.
I would imagine at some point that they would, but I'm not sure. I think it works for a lot of people to be able to do online.
What is that, Amelia? Sorry.
That's the Transform Clark County meetings. Oh. They're moving into...
I thought there was one today.
It was yesterday.
There was one yesterday.
That was the urban one.
For the urban and then the rurals next Monday. And I have a link and I can forward that link.
Would you send that? I'd like to...
Yeah, I would be careful so you don't end up having a quorum. I know Blake is sitting in on it.
I was planning.
You're sitting in on it.
Then I
will. Brian
Udall
is sitting in on it. I would just be careful with that.
Yeah.
Blake, send notes.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, if we can and if they didn't mind, I could put it on the agenda when they feel like it's good to do so, where they can provide updates on where they're at, how the discussions are going, if you're interested in doing that.
I would.
So.
Yeah.
So you can't have an entire town board
listen
at that meeting?
You don't typically want your entire town board discussing, it ends up getting a little tricky.
We'd have to announce the town board is
meeting. You'd have to post
that.
It would have to be posted each time.
Yeah.
I think Blake's right. Government is too intrusive.
Well, I mean, we're following state and federal law by doing that. It's not something that would come up on our own.
But it's still too intrusive.
Yeah.
And Blake is right.
Any other comments? No? All right. Next meeting date, July 27th, 2021. We will be adjourned.
July already.
All right.
It's recently turning July.
Well, I have to.